The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills. And yes, the offseason is officially here. Realize it came a bit sooner than anyone wanted that to see happen. Realize a heartbreaking loss to the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday night. I, for one, I think I'm at that point where it's just time to move on, right? I don't hold this in the same light of something like the wide right, the 17-year drought, the Music City Miracle. For me, of course, it's a heartbreaking loss, but this team is good at this point. It's more than good. And are going to be in a position where you've got Josh Allen as your quarterback for what, the next 10 plus years. That, yeah, I could play the woulda, coulda, shoulda in so many ways, but the future remains bright when you've got number 17 behind center. And that's where I'm at right now. I mean, of course, I'm upset by the loss. I can look back at everything on why this happened. It's been talked about enough. And I don't need to add to that. Just other than to say, I am ready to move on at this point, and I am certainly okay with that, right? Here we go, and it's time to get ready for the offseason, albeit earlier than we wanted it to be, but to start looking towards things when, really it's time to look towards free agency, time to look towards the combine, the draft, and those things that always are a bit fun too when you talk about the roster and what that can be. Right now, there is a report out there, and it's coming from Chris Mortensen, a report from Josh Allen, and I guess I'll share this real quick. Unfortunately, I will be declining the invitation to play in the Pro Bowl this year in order to allow my body to rest and recover from the harshness of the season. The type of quarterback I am, I obtain a lot of bumps and bruises along the road of a season, so I'll be using this time to let my body heal. And that is signed by Josh Allen. Now, listen. If I'm Josh Allen, I don't care if I'm feeling 100% or not. I'm being like, you didn't select me for the Pro Bowl. Forget you guys. I'm not going. I'm just not going. And I think with that, there's no snark in this statement or anything along those lines. But good for you, Josh, right? It is not one of those pieces that you need to be at. If you were selected, that is fine. They decided to go in another direction. That is certainly fine, but no need that you need to, go out of your way to show up to be at the Pro Bowl. So, you're that first alternate. No biggie. Got better things to do. Relax at home. Play some golf. Whatever it is, enjoy that time as you may. So, I guess some of a bit of an update coming from that standpoint. But listen, when we talk about this today. And we get into the offseason. Yeah, we're going to talk about next year's schedule. We're going to talk about free agency. We're going to talk about the draft. We're going to talk about the combine. A lot of things, right, that is going to take place with this team. The first thing I'm going to talk about today is just who are those 2022 free agents for the Buffalo Bills. And John Boccacino did a great recap of who those players are at BuffaloRumblings.com. And I thought it would just be a good thing really to go through with this and really talk about who is a free agent for the Bills. Because, right, you don't have some of those big names there that you would look at and say, oh my gosh, this guy, you know, the team has to bring him back. It's imperative. But it'll be interesting to see what they do, right? Because they made some changes last year. They made some re-signings last year. That as fans, right, we kind of clamored for a bid. And then in hindsight, you could be like, oh, gosh, did they really need to, you know, sign Darrell Williams to that contract? Did they really need to sign John Feliciano to that deal that he got? You know, I think those are two that stand out as fans that we definitely wanted to see. And, you know, hindsight's always 20/20. But if you're going to be one of those good teams, you're not able to keep everyone. And I think Brandon Bean even referenced that in his end of season press conference. And let me just talk about that for a second. How refreshing it was to see Brandon Bean up there, almost just like any of us, right? Feeling sick to his stomach, talking about the pain, talking about being sorry for the fans. Like, none of that was lip service, right? You've all heard that from coaches or general managers before. Brandon Bean was as genuine as you can be. I thought he was going to start crying during the press conference. And I get it, right? Like, if you're the architect of this roster and you put it together and you're that close and things end the way it did. Listen, I've always been a fan of Brandon Bean. I know, right? You're a fan. You love everybody, the coaches, the this, the blah, blah, blah. But like, man, I felt that as a man, right? Watching that, of just like the emotion that he had. So that stood out to me. But anyway, going back to that part, you're not re-signing everyone. And I think when you talk about the evolution of a club, right, it's that ability to say, like, is this guy really good? What is the cost of a replacement for this person? What's the possibility of getting someone at the lower end of free agency? What's the possibility of getting someone in the draft? Or what depth do you have currently on your roster? You could look back and think to yourself, gosh, maybe the Bills shouldn't have re-signed John Feliciano. I don't know, right? I mean, and listen, he dealt with injuries. He dealt with COVID. But you know, right? Like I said, hindsight, 2020. Darrell Williams, yeah, you kind of gave him right tackle money. Now he's playing right guard. You're going to do a restructure there? And in a future podcast, we'll talk about restructure candidates. I guess my point is, right, as much as you love this team and the players on this team, it can't be that everyone is coming back. They're just not. So let's go through a little bit of who those unrestricted free agents are. And again, this is coming right from Boccacino's article. Mario Addison. And again, I've talked about Addison before. Like, should this guy see a decrease in snaps? What does that look like? Still the team leader in sacks this season. Still a solid rotational piece. But for where he is in his career, it'll be interesting to see if he still wants to play, if the Bills still want to bring him back, and what that number would be. I mean, it would have to be a bargain-type contract for them to bring someone back like Addison, but certainly a name to watch. Ike Butker, the guard, right? I mean, serving as a starter in many situations when you had John Feliciano out, then he gets injured. Ryan Bates comes in, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, Bates has just been fantastic. What's going on here? And with that said, Ryan Bates is a restricted free agent. I would be hard-pressed to think that he does not come back next season with the Bills being able to control that. Also a free agent, Matt Breida, the running back. High hopes for many Bills fans, myself included, for him. With the emergence, really, when you look at Devin Singletary, I would not expect Matt Breida to be back next season. Maybe the Bills look to get another veteran to put on the roster. I mean, certainly there can be guys that are, you know, out there and available. Even think, you know, last season getting Devontae Freeman on the practice squad, and, you know, and he had a serviceable run with the Baltimore Ravens this year. You know, maybe the Bills look to get a vet on a minimum contract, or even just use one of those late round draft picks to get another young player to bring in and develop. Vernon Butler, you know, is going to be an unrestricted free agent. I think for everyone is one that they would not expect to come back and active many weeks and just really kind of underperformed in his time in Buffalo. Jerry Hughes is going to be an interesting topic. And again, this goes to Brandon Bean's comments from the press conference that it seems like Jerry Hughes wants to continue playing. But what type of salary he is going to command, are the Buffalo Bills willing to pay that? Same thing with Hughes and with Mario Addison. And to what extent is the team going to start and look and say, listen, Gregory Rousseau and Carlos Boogie Basham, that is the future of defensive end for us. Maybe, you know, AJ Epenesa is that third rotational piece. But, you know, when you start to evaluate what these vets can do, and I did think it was interesting because Bean even referred to him as an aging vet, which, you know, I don't think there was any slight intended with this, but when you reference a player as an aging vet, at least when we're, you know, talking with our friends or, you know, on Twitter, online, whatever it may be, there's usually not a positive connotation that comes with that. Moving on, Tywan Jones, the running back, special teams ace, is an unrestricted free agent. I would expect him to come back again on some sort of a vet minimum contract. F.A. Obada, another interesting one to keep an eye on, right? Because you can look at the production you get from him, a younger player, some flexibility where he can play inside or out along the defensive line. He probably gives you more flexibility than Addison and Hughes do. He's significantly younger, and he would cost you significantly less, right? So if you're looking for a fourth defensive end, someone with some experience that can come in and have some of that flexibility, are you re-signing, you know, Addison or Hughes, you know, well over the wrong side of 30 years old versus someone like Obada? That's another one I'm going to watch. Fan favorite out there, Isaiah McKenzie. I am all in on the Bills re-signing Isaiah McKenzie. I think he has the flexibility as a player, as a kick returner, to do great things. We saw how effective he has been in matchups with the New England Patriots, just that X factor on offense. I realize people can say, well, you know, that's a guy like this you can find somewhere else. If there's another one out there just waiting to be plucked, let me know where he is. But right now, you look at someone like McKenzie, you look at the contract that he signed last year, you know, can you lock him up for 3 years, $7 million? Think of an Andre Roberts type of contract. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? At his age, with his flexibility, maybe Cole Beasley has 1 year left. This can be a guy that can play in the slot for you for some period of time. And again, what he's able to do from a misdirection, jet sweeps, just putting him in motion, that is a guy you don't let walk away. And I know you're like, Anthony, you said before, some guys you just have to let walk. Not this one. Not this one, in my opinion. He came up in big moments for you, and I'm not just going to look at it and say, like, oh, yeah, you can just replace that guy. No. Let the next guy on the list for me. You know, Emmanuel Sanders, you do not need to bring back. You've got Gabriel Davis. Cole Beasley, it sounds like, will be back. Re-sign McKenzie. Stephon Diggs, of course. Those are your core four wide receivers. Find somebody young in the draft, but Emmanuel Sanders, I like what you did early in the season, but it might be time. Saran Neal, the safety, some flexibility on defense, more of a special teams guy. I'd be surprised if he isn't re-signed by the Bills this season. Next one on the list, one to consider, Harrison Phillips. It sounds like from everything that Brandon Bean said, they'd like to have Harrison Phillips back. I mean, had his best season as a pro during 2021. But what kind of dollars is he going to command? That will be something certainly worth watching. I would guess that Phillips wants to stay in Buffalo. He can look at it and say, listen, I've got a chance to continue to be a starter here, even though he might not get that, you know, that bigger time contract that you might look for. But for him, I think he's in a good spot, and I think it's someone they want to re-sign. What's going to happen? Mitchell Trubisky will likely get a start opportunity to fight for a starting job or be a bridge quarterback someplace. Brendan Bean spoke highly of him in the year-end press conference. Of course, that he would love to have him back at the same $2.5 million contract he got him for last year. Bean was laughing during those comments, so I think that will, you know, even knows that it was more of a bargain than it should have been. So that is one to keep an eye on. Levi Wallace, starting cornerback, opposite of Tre'Davious White. Honestly, I thought he was going to sign a much bigger contract last offseason. He has certainly earned a bigger contract. I know he is not a perfect cornerback, but even when Tre'Davious White was out, we've seen Wallace do good things, and I would hope that he is someone back in Buffalo, especially as Tre'Davious White is recovering from his injury. So, but what that will look like for Wallace, that still remains to be seen. So, you know, again, right, not those big names on this list, but some that it's going to be very interesting to see what the philosophy is for the team, right? Do you re-sign a Levi Wallace or do you look to draft someone? Same thing for a Harrison Phillips or an Isaiah McKenzie or an F.I. Obadah. So one more name on the list, Justin Zimmer, defensive tackle. A little bit of a forgotten man this year, right, because of the injury. Certainly someone that would probably get a minimum type contract. So an extensive list for the Bills as you take a look at it. Will be interesting to see what they decide to do. Of course, we will have updates as they come about. But I think as people are just thinking to themselves, you know, who's going to be a fit? Who's going to stay? I'm sure you have an opinion. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter at Anth Marino to let me know what your thoughts are on this list or in the comments section at BuffaloRumblings.com. And listen, even though it's the off season, we're going to continue to pump out podcasts each and every day for you because you all have an appetite for it. We can just tell by the number of people that are listening to the shows. You know, Buffalo Bills fans, they're a reason why they're some of the best in the country, right? They want to hear about the team day in and day out. And thankfully, we have a great lineup of hosts that can just come to you each and every day, each and every week to talk about the team. Again, as we lead up to things like free agency and the Senior Bowl and the Combine and the draft, thankfully, we've got you covered here. So we appreciate you guys. Appreciate you tuning in. Thank you for listening to this episode. And as always, go Bills.